We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Notre Dame fans, welcome to a special edition of the Irish Breakdown Podcast. This is a show I'm putting together here to discuss the news that we broke today at Irish Breakdown about freshman running back Jadarian Price being lost for the 2020 season to a ruptured Achilles tendon. This is an injury that happened within the last week or two, and we were first made aware of it about 4 or 5 days ago. And obviously for several reasons, including the fact that there were still second opinions being done on the injury, and his surgery was scheduled for today, I believe. So he had that. So we broke that this morning that he did in fact have the injury and his status was going to be questionable. We waited for Notre Dame to kind of release the final statement on his status. And they released something shortly after to say that he was out for most likely out for the season, which is tends to kind of be the case for an Achilles injury. Best case scenario, you get back in 6 months, which as of right now would put him back at the end of December. So best case scenario, he'd be back for a bowl game postseason, but that's unlikely. This is a tough blow for Notre Dame. I'm going to discuss sort of Jadarian, this injury, and sort of what's next at running back and where things stand for Notre Dame. Obviously, Jadarian's a young man from Denison, Texas. He was a outstanding high school player, finished his high school career with almost 5,000 yards rushing, over 50 touchdowns. As a senior, Denison rushed for over 1,800 yards, averaged 9.3 yards per carry, and had 18 touchdowns each of the last 2 years. Really, really just a dynamic young man, very talented back, explosive player. And that's kind of the thing that we kept talking about, we kept looking at with him, and why I graded him as a top 100 recruit coming out of high school was you just really saw a lot of explosiveness. You saw a kid that really had a great burst coming out of the backfield, a young man that, you know, just really had the vision that you want for the position. You know, he wasn't just a straight line vertical home run player. He also had some wiggle, and he was a kid that you looked at and said, you know, this he's got the ability to be a one cut runner, but he also has enough agility and quickness and vision to be able to really make people miss in space. He had really good second level reading ability and anticipation. And you just saw a kid that had a very bright future. And from the moment he stepped foot on campus in Notre Dame, that's what we heard from all of our sources. I mean, everyone that we talked to throughout the spring, out the winter, during workouts, and then to get into spring ball was, even when we wouldn't even specifically ask about the freshman or about Jadarian, it was always, he would always come up in conversation. And just with a, just a really had a strong spring period. And of course he was helped by the fact that there was a tremendous opportunity. Jabron Payne, for another freshman that Notre Dame landed, was not an early enrollee. So he wasn't there. Logan Diggs was limited early in spring practice. And then Chris Tyree got injured early in spring practice, which limited his ability to get a ton of work. And so that created a lot of opportunities for Jadarian Price to step into that hole and get reps. And he certainly made the most of it. And whenever the Irish Breakdown staff would be at practice, whether it was Ryan or Vince or Sean, you know, he was always one of the guys that they would come back and rave about, and just for his overall skill set that he brought to the table. And then, of course, we saw it in the blue gold game when he took a screen pass over 50 yards for a touchdown for the gold team to help fuel their victory. So even in a backfield that was kind of loaded and deep with older players, the thought was that Jadarian was going to have an opportunity to play as a freshman this year. So this obviously takes a weapon away from the Notre Dame offense.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This is your last chance to enter the Ohio Lottery's Fun Turns 50 promotion. Score $3,500 and two tickets to the epic party at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where you could win part of another $400,000 in cash prizes. Enter the new 50th anniversary scratch-off, or $50 worth of eligible non-winning $5 or $10 scratch-offs, and My Lotto Rewards through the Ohio Lottery app. Hurry up! The last entry deadline is May 13th. Lottery players are subject to Ohio laws and commission regulations. Play responsibly.
The other aspect of this is that he also is not the only back that's been banged up. And I think that's sort of the thing. If it's just Jadarian Price, you're like, hey, look, Notre Dame's fine. They're still going to be okay. If it was just Logan Diggs, hey, they're going to be fine. They're going to be okay. It's this build on top of each other that's really the problem for Notre Dame at this point in time. And so not only do you lose a very talented back like Jadarian Price, but now you've lost him, and the expectation is that Logan Diggs won't be ready to start the season. Now, he should be back at some point in time during the season, but he won't be 100% to start the season, probably won't even be available to start the season. And then when he does come back, I mean, you're talking about Logan Diggs obviously tore his labrum in the spring game, the blue gold game. So you're talking about a guy that a running back that's coming back from a shoulder injury. And, you know, you don't just take a guy that's coming back from a shoulder injury and throw him out in the field and say, okay, go carry the ball 20 times a game for the next 6 weeks. So obviously when he does come back, you know, he's going to be limited too. And I think it's, then you look at Jabron Payne, the other freshman, very talented player. And, you know, I graded him as a 4-star recruit after his sophomore season of high school. The problem, however, is that Jabron injured his knee in the first game of his junior season and missed the rest of the year, and had under 300 yards rushing as a senior as he battled injuries again as a senior. So you have still three backs on scholarship that are quote unquote healthy going into the season, but one of them is Jabron Payne and his issues. And then of course, Chris Tyree, who was hampered last season with turf toe injury and then missed much of the spring with an ankle injury. Now, he did play in the blue gold game, so he was back. He, you know, he could have played. It was more of a cautiousness with Tyree than it was necessarily him being injured and not able to play. It was just Notre Dame being cautious. But obviously, that's just another kind of concern about Notre Dame's depth chart at the position. And so losing Jadarian Price just raises more red flags about that. Now, having said that, as we kind of transition to the second part of this conversation, yes, it is a blow to lose Jadarian Price. There's no way to spin that. This is a talented player, and now he's the second talented back to be injured. If there's, again, we're going to have to talk about some ifs here. Notre Dame isn't quite in a bad spot yet. And the reason I say that is you really only need two backs each game. They'd like three. But, you know, Jabron Payne, obviously, there's a shaky area there, but even if he's not ready to play, you still have two backs that can do everything you need. And obviously Chris Tyree, it starts there, right? Chris Tyree Rising Jr., a lot now falls on his shoulders. And this is he enters a big year. And I wrote about this a week ago, full disclosure. When I finished this article, I had an idea that this Jadarian Price situation was happening, but it was not the reason that I wrote the article about Chris Tyree. I'd already been working on that article, because I think this, no matter what happens with Jadarian Price or Logan Diggs, this is a huge year for Chris Tyree. You know, this is a guy that was a top 100 recruit coming out of high school. A guy that Notre Dame beat Alabama and Oklahoma for. He was a big time recruit. Notre Dame fans were thrilled to get him. Comes out as a freshman, goes for 6.8 yards per carry on 73 carries, rushes for almost 500 yards for a playoff team. Should have played more, to be completely honest with you. But he showed the big play, the dynamic speed, the home run ability that made Notre Dame fans excited about what he could bring to the table. I mean, this is a guy that for 2 years in a row as a high school sophomore and junior, won the fastest man award at the opening. And also a guy that for two straight years was the fastest player in the country. And I think it was the 55-meter dash or the 60-meter dash. I forget which one. It's an indoor event in track that he was the fastest in the country for his age for 2 years in a row. Not amongst football players, but in the country. So home run speed, which Notre Dame fans have seen at times during his career, really flashed that as a freshman. And then he comes out as a sophomore. Expectations are big. And he definitely didn't come close to living up to expectations as a runner. And I think it was twofold. Number one is Chris Tyree suffered behind a really bad offensive line, and his running style is such that I think he's a little bit more reliant on the line for the initial aspect of a run than a Kyren Williams, who's a shiftier, shake you back. You look at the run that Kyren had against North Carolina, where he gets hit 4 yards behind the line, shakes a guy, bounces back, stiff arms somebody, and then, you know, takes off running. That's not really Chris Tyree's game. He's more of a traditional back, you know, patience, you know, stay on your run track, let block set up, and then once you see it, boom, explode vertical for big playability. He's got a little bit of a one-cut shake ability, but he's just not a guy that's going to be a make-you-miss guy, which you needed last year with how bad that offensive line was. And so I think that obviously is something that hindered his ability. And then, of course, halfway through the year, he suffers a turf toe injury, which kept him out of the lineup for a couple weeks, and then limited him his ability and the availability in the lineup. Even when he played, he was limited from a touches standpoint, and that kept him from really being the player that Notre Dame hoped he would be and expected him to be last season. So, I think that obviously was something that hurt Chris Tyree as well. But we still saw him make big plays. We still saw his speed impact games last year. Obviously, before the turf toe, we saw him haul in a 50-plus yard touchdown reception against Toledo. At the time, it was the fourth quarter. Notre Dame had a 17-16 lead. That touchdown allowed them to take an 8-point lead. Toledo went down and scored the next two times to go up 29-24. Notre Dame ends up coming back and winning the game late, but that touchdown ended up being a big part of that game. We saw it again a couple weeks later against Wisconsin. Wisconsin sacks Drew Pine, who had come in for an injured Jack Cohn, and goes down and kicks a field goal to start the fourth quarter. So it's 13-10 Wisconsin advantage early in the fourth quarter. They kick off to Chris Tyree. He takes it back 96 yards for a touchdown, gives Notre Dame the lead back. They obviously never looked back and ended up routing Wisconsin in the fourth quarter. But it all started with Chris Tyree's kick return. And then, of course, we saw that speed make an impact in the Fiesta Bowl against Oklahoma State, where – you know, Chris Tyree obviously started the game off with about a 20-yard reception, just a little swing pass that he took and took a long way and made a big play. And then, of course, he had the 50-plus yard reception for a touchdown in that game as well, where he caught the ball over the middle and just outran the defense for a touchdown. Ended the season with over 100 yards in that game against Oklahoma State, a team that coming into that game had only allowed one 100-yard receiver all year. And obviously none of them were running back. So we saw even the big playability then. But the question with Chris Tyree is, can he stay healthy and can he be a starting caliber back? And for me, that means, you know, 15-plus touches a game between carries and receptions. I think the ability is there. I think Chris Tyree has to show that he can be that player. I think he has to show that he can be a consistent back. I think he has to show that he can be a lead back. And if he does, and I think he's capable of it, then Notre Dame – has a guy that can be a difference maker, a dynamic player. But even if he's healthy and is that player, he's not a guy that to me is a 20 plus touch a game guy. And when I refer touches, I'm talking about carries and receptions. And so to me, I think if Chris Tyree is that guy, the one thing that gets impacted before we move on to Audric Estime is if Chris Tyree is your guy, I think this injury to Jadarian Price and the injury to Logan Diggs combined, I think you got to really think twice about whether or not you're going to have Chris Tyree still be your kick return guy if he's the number one back. Now, if he's not the number one back and he's only getting 5 to 8 to 10 touches a game as a running back and as the number two back, let's say somebody else is the number one, then I'm okay leaving him as the kick returner. He's going to have, you know, maybe 2 to 3 kick return opportunities a game. But if he is your number one back with all the injuries, I think Notre Dame's going to have to think long and hard about maybe not having him be the kick returner this year just to limit the potential risk for him for injury. And there are other guys that could be explosive kick returners as well. He's not the only one. But, of course, Jadarian Price was one of those guys that I had looked at and had made an argument early in the spring that if Chris Tyree's the number one back, I would take him off a kick return and put Jadarian Price back there. Well, now he's not an option now either, but there are guys that I think could get that job done at a high level. So when you look at Jadarian, or you look at Chris Tyree, those are the things you have to consider. And as I said, he's not a guy that is going to be a 20-plus carry game guy or close to 20-plus touch a game guy. So that means Notre Dame needs somebody to step up and compliment Chris Tyree. And now that opportunity falls on the very broad shoulders of Audric Estime.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes.
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah. Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
And obviously, he was overshadowed a bit last year, was buried on a pretty deep depth chart, and he was usually the fourth back. Injuries at times popped him into the third back, but he only had 7 carries last year. Looked good in those 7 carries against Navy. Had 60 yards rushing on 7 carries. This is a guy that came to Notre Dame a little bit overlooked. He was ranked as the number 130 player in the country by Rivals. Others did not rank him as high. He had a monster senior season. For St. Joseph in New Jersey. He had over 1,300 yards rushing, averaged 9.8 yards per carry, I believe was his average. I'm going to look that up here as we're talking, but I believe he averaged 9.8 yards per carry and 18 touchdowns. Now, those are good numbers, right? 18 plus 100 yards, 18 touchdowns. Actually, I think he had 22 touchdowns now that I think about it. Let me look up his official numbers that year. 22 touchdowns, 9.8 yards per carry, 1,857 yards. Here's the thing, though. He did that in 8 games because of a COVID-shortened season. So COVID resulted in New Jersey in 2020 only playing 8 games of football. So he did all that in just 8 games, 18-plus 100 yards, 22 touchdowns in 8 games. Yes, he's big. He's physical, right? Everybody sees the photos of him working out. He's 6'1". He's listed at 228. He might even be bigger than that. You know, very muscular player, big back. But if you watch his high school game and you watch the little bit he played last year, he's got really good feet for a big back. And so, of course, that's going to draw obvious comparisons to Jerome Bettis. But I think that's unfair. They're different players, different eras. But I think the reason I think that comparison makes sense is because not all big backs are just hammers. And I think Audric Estime can be a hammer. I mean, he's a 6'1", 228-plus pound guy that is physical and can run you over. And he was already going to have, to me, a very important potential role as a chain mover, you know, a guy that was going to, you know, come in and be a great third and short back, a goal line back. Well, now he gets a chance to also be a first and second down back. And I think that's where you're going to see the other aspects of his game take off. He has good vision. He's a guy that's nimble. You know, he can make you miss with a one cut running style. So you look at it, he can do different things. And I think him and Chris Tyree are very different type of backs. They complement each other very well. So it gives Tommy Reese, the offensive coordinator, a very broad array of potential things to go to in the run game. He can have a package for Tyree, a Patrick package for Estime. There will be some carryover on it. There may even be the same package as far as the plays you run, but the emphasis with Tyree may be different than your emphasis with Audric Estime. So it creates some very unique opportunities. I think you can do some things with them two together in some 20, 21, and 20 personnel groups, which is the two running back sets. So I certainly think there's still plenty of opportunity for Notre Dame to have great success at running back this year. And then if Jabron Payne is healthy, he kind of comes into the equation as potentially a number three back. If he's not ready to play, then you get in trouble because you only have two backs. So yeah, obviously you have walk-on Chase Ketter, who's a very good athlete, but I don't know if that's the immediate thing you turn to. Maybe he gets a shot to be in the number three back. Avery Davis could potentially be an emergency running back. We saw him play running back in 2019, so that's an option there. But obviously the options are a little bit sketchy after that. And obviously Logan Diggs should come back in October, but as I said earlier, it's not a situation where even if he comes back in October, you don't just throw him out there for 20 touches a game or 60 snaps a game. That's not well advised for a guy coming off a shoulder injury. So this is definitely problematic for Notre Dame. Again, there's no spin in that. But they're in a situation where this is why you have a deep running back, and this is a group, and this is why you keep recruiting players every year. And, you know, one of the questions was like, why are you really bringing in Jabron Payne? Well, now this is now hindsight 2020. That looks like a great move and was a very smart move by Coach McCullough. But that's why you make this kind of move, because you just stockpile talented running backs because you never know what could happen. You know, we always worry about guys getting hurt in games, but you know, this is an injury with Jadarian Price that happened during a workout, I believe. So, certainly a tough blow for Notre Dame, but as long as they can keep the rest of the depth chart healthy for now, I do think there's some opportunities there to have a ton of production. Then we also have to think about the fact that the quarterback this year is going to be able to provide some run game production as well, especially in the bigger games. You're not going to run Tyler Buchner 15, 18 times against Marshall and Cal and UNLV and Stanford and Syracuse and teams like that, but you know, you can use him as a running weapon in some of the bigger games this year, especially, which takes a little bit of the burden off of the backs, but also makes it a little harder to really key on them because you have a quarterback that can be so dynamic. So that is it for this edition. Obviously, that breaks down where everything is. We'll talk obviously more about this in our mailbag, which will come up here in a little bit, and we'll publish that tomorrow on the podcast. So you'll get that tomorrow, but I'm sure this topic will be discussed further then, and people will have more questions about it. But for anything else you have, obviously check out irishbreakdown.com. You can also sign up for our message board at boards.irishbreakdown.com. We'll talk about it there as well. If you're listening now, I would greatly appreciate a 5-star review. Would very much appreciate that. Help us to kind of continue to get our voices and our channel in front of more eyes and ears. So thank you for that. And thank you for listening to the Irish Breakdown Podcast.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.